Welcome back to the Power to Love podcast. This is part 6 of my Love Word series, and today we're going to talk about being in a dark feminine place. We're still working on putting together your feeling messages, and we're going to the not so good feeling words. Your dark place, feminine words. And the best way I can begin this is to share a few of my words that give you some context. Catastrophic, devastating, life-changing event, terrifying, oppressive, unfair, fear. The main point is we have to shift from this dark place, but first acknowledge it, because there are situations in life that just hogtie us and won't let go. I don't even want to trigger you by mentioning what these situations could be, but they happen. Life happens. Bad things happen. And when these things happen, they rip us out of our feminine energy. They take us beyond masculine. They take us to a dark place. What do you do when this happens? You can't bottle it all in. You can't go around attacking people verbally or emotionally. You can't beat yourself up, and you can't sit there motionless, petrified. What do? Are you no longer feminine at that moment? Well, I'll tell you, it's hard. I'm not sure if I'm feminine or masculine. I'm just messed up when this happens. But I've got to get out of this hole. I've got to not hone myself in this dark feminine place. I've got to get to the brightness. I've got to get back to the light. As long as your eyes open, you must keep going. Okay? It's just as simple as that. You cannot stop living. And that's the point. When these things happen that take us into a dark feminine place, we feel like stopping. We feel like not going forward. It's like really bad things have happened. So this is the list of words that I'm introducing you to. And it's not really an introduction. You're probably quite familiar with these feelings, but the idea is to make a list of the words that describe these feelings best and gain power from these words. Yes, your feminine power, not your masculine power. Gain feminine power. Ground yourself with these words. And this grounding process, this power process, is to shift you from a dark place. But in order to do that, you must embrace what it is that you're feeling, acknowledge what you're feeling, put it in its place. And remember, as long as your eyes open in the morning, you have to keep living. So how do we do this? Trust me, this isn't easy. It's not easy. I don't want to make it one step, two, step three, like it's easy. It's terrifying. It's terrifying to acknowledge that you're facing something ferocious in life, something unexpected, something devastated. All right. And I'm not talking about easy things. I'm talking about accidents. I'm talking about being kicked out of your house. I'm talking about your car being repossessed. The tax man coming after you and putting liens on everything, losing your job, finding out someone's cheating on you, a sick child. I'm talking about the real deal, okay? A prognosis from your doctor that came out of left field. I'm talking about bad stuff. Someone dying, okay? This is where I want you to realize that you're still in your feminine and you can't abandon it. It's just harder to shift. It's painful to shift, but as long as your eyes open, you've got to keep going. You've got to keep moving and you can't stay in that abyss. And trust me, I'm quite familiar with the abyss because I just described it to you previously. I'm neither feminine nor masculine. I'm just effed up. Okay, that's just, there's no other way to put it to you. Forgive my French. So, shifting from a dark place, the first thing you do is you acknowledge the feeling. And that's where the words come in because the words help you to give face to that feeling. I can't just find it in my body. I have to give it a word. It has to be big. It has to be scary and ugly because it has to have power when I say it because I'm taking control of it when I speak that word. When I speak that word, I'm taking control of the feeling. I am becoming bigger than the feeling. If not, you'll just be petrified in fear or whatever else your go-to from a bad trigger is. So these words are to give you power. I'm going to give them to you again, my list of words. Catastrophic, devastating, life-changing event, terrifying, oppressive, unfair, and fear. When I say those words, I am taking control back. And it's hard to take control over something you have no control over. So the only thing you can control is yourself. So I am taking control of my emotional state, of my feeling state. That is my feminine being, and that is why I call it a dark place. It's a dark feminine place that I find myself because I am 9 times out of 10 emotionally overwhelmed by something outside of me that I cannot control. So I need to verbalize it. I need to characterize it. And the words I speak to express that feeling gives me power, gives my power back to myself. But in taking this power, I'm still in a dark feminine place. I'm feeling very dark and cloudy and gloomy. So what's the next step? I've given it a name. I've spoken the word, I've written it down, I may write it a couple of times. And now, and trust me, I just went through this recently. I had to find gratitude. I had to think about or write or pray over things that I'm grateful for. And my mind just keeps snapping back to that dark feminine place. Continuously, continuously, continuously. And so, what you do is you just continuously, continuously, continuously find one thing that you're grateful for and to really try and embrace that. You're really wrestling with your emotional state. And I mean something you're really grateful for. Like, thank God this happened. It saved me. You know, even no matter how far back you have to go in your memory. Hopefully not too far back, but something that you have deep gratitude for. The next thing is to practice the negative voice exercise. I'll put a link down in the show notes for a video on the negative voice. I don't want to get into that now. It's in the Academy also. So the Academy clients, you can go to the negative voice portion of the, I forget which webinar it is. I think it's in several of them, but you'll find it. It's in there. So do the negative voice exercise. And next, take care of you. Go to your list of things that you enjoy. Remember, this list has something you can do right now as well as stuff you could do tomorrow or next week. But something you can do right now that makes you happy. Something you can do right now that takes care of you. Fourth, go for a walk or dance or clean your room or your kitchen or your bathroom. Exercise, take a shower, do something to physically shift yourself out of this dark feminine place. Something to abruptly do it. I tried cold showers, doesn't really work for me. I'm still like yucky mentally and emotionally after a beautiful shower. So I find walking up and down the stairs, cleaning doesn't quite do it. I need to be a little bit more physical. I've started doing planks when things get ugly, because planks really tire me out. So that helps. But you've got to get your body, I don't want to say stress, but really like push your body. Do something to get yourself moving to impact that dark emotional state that you're in. And then the fifth part is to repeat as necessary. Okay, keep going over this. And you're saying, okay, what am I doing all of this for? You're doing this to take your power back from the pain. All right, it's a tender spot in your life that you can't stay there. You have to acknowledge it, but you can't stay there. You have to emotionally get out of it. So what happens once you're emotionally out of it? Then you just got to do what you got to do. You let your masculine take your feminine where she needs to be. You let your masculine take care of business. But remember, your masculine has to be guided by your feminine. And how can your feminine guide your masculine when you're in a very dark, deep, ugly place? It sounds like chaos. Yes, it does. And you found yourself there and you're like, I can't deal with any of this feminine energy crap right now. I've got some serious stuff to deal with. Yes, that's exactly what this is about. So you're saying, Coach Tatia, why are we talking about this? This has nothing to do with love words. Yes, it does. Because we're coming up on later in the series, how do you put together a feeling message and then later a script about your not so good feelings? And in order to deal with your not so good feelings, you've got to go to the deepest level that there is, and that dark feminine level, that not so good place, the place that is beyond your control, where your emotions are just all over the place. Those are the feelings you want to put into words. Those are the feelings that you want to be able to embrace, identify, and understand, and take your power back. These are the words that you need to put on your list, because when you speak them, you'll feel that you've taken just a glimpse of power back in an uncontrolled situation. The situation may be completely wayward and out of your control, but you have control over your emotion. Maybe not immediately. It may take a little while through the steps that I just went through. But you will have your control back over yourself. you'll be able to shift yourself from that dark feminine place. And I call it a dark feminine place because it's not masculine, because it's emotional. You're talking about emotional turmoil that's in direct response to something catastrophic that has happened, something beyond your control. Try this. And hopefully you could practice it now, but so that you know what to do when you find yourself just lost in a bad situation and you're thinking, okay, I'll have to get back to this feminine energy being irresistible stuff later after I deal with this. No, let it help you. Let it get you back to a lighter place, to get out of the heaviness, to get out of the darkness. Okay, I'll be back with the next part of our podcast series. Ciao.